Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Advent meditation, an application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, and sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. "Worthy is the Lamb." Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In Christ Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the crucified and resurrected Lamb, whom we praise, worship, and honor for our salvation, dear fellow redeemed. We spent a lot of time looking at the Old Testament prophets, what they had to say concerning the coming of the Messiah, especially about his birth, where it would be, when it would be, from whom he would be born, and from where he came. And rightfully so, because all those prophecies prove without a doubt that Jesus alone is that Messiah, that Savior. But we also see in the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, that God has something to say about Christ and Christmas as well. And that's why our theme this Advent is Christmas in Revelation. Who he was and is, he who was and is to come. Our text this evening is a picture of heaven. In this picture of heaven, we see it's filled with angels. And the Apostle John saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" But John begins to cry, begins to weep, because he found no one worthy to open and read the scroll. And one of the elders said to him, "Stop your weeping." He said that the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. This Lion of all of creation was found powerful enough. He conquered. He alone prevailed and was worthy to open the scroll and the seven seals. This line of the tribe of Judah is the fulfillment of what we read earlier in Genesis chapter 49. It's another picture of Jesus, that he has history in his hands. He controls all of history. He opens the scroll to reveal the future. When Jesus ascended to heaven and seated at God's right hand, he rules all things in heaven and on earth. So he, the Lion alone, had the power to open the scroll and reveal the future of this earth. Then John looked and saw another vision, a different vision. This time he sees in the midst of the throne, surrounded by all the angels and the elders, a lamb that had been slain, but now was alive again. A symbolical picture of Jesus, the crucified and resurrected Lord and Savior. This lamb now would open the seals one by one. And as he began to do that, we are told that the 24 elders, representing all the believers in heaven, broke into a song of praise, a new song of praise to the Lamb. We see that this song of praise was a song of praise for our redemption and also for the salvation of mankind. We're told it's a new song of praise for all that the Lion and all that the Lamb had done for us. And so in this Advent evening, we too are encouraged to sit back and to sing a new song of praise to the victorious Lion and Lamb. Actually, it's two songs in one. It's a song of praise, praising Jesus for his work of redemption, but also praising Jesus' exaltation. We read again the first song. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every nation, of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." We all understand the picture of a lion, but one would not picture a lamb as being the kind of an animal that would be pictured as powerful, victorious animal. A lamb is meek. A lamb is gentle, not ferocious. In fact, lambs don't even have any power to defend themselves. But it took a lamb-like creature to earn our salvation. It took a lamb-like creature to do what needed to be done so that we, as sinners, could have a future that is at peace. It took the lamb-like creature that would willingly be led to the slaughter. It took the precious, perfect Lamb of God to shed his blood upon the cross to wash away our sins and set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. This Jesus, the Lamb of God, did when he came to this earth, suffered and died upon the cross. And because of his work of redemption, heaven is full of praises and song. Jesus alone is worthy to rule all history. For he came into history and became one of us in history through his incarnation, becoming a human being born as a little baby in Bethlehem. He alone is worthy to take that scroll and open each of its seals in his appointed time, because he alone redeemed mankind. He alone saved condemned sinners like you and me, and all people. In fact, our text says that he brought back sinners of every tribe, of every tongue, of every people, every nation, redeemed them all. How does Martin Luther put it in his meaning to the second article? "He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death." Because of this redemption, our text tells us we've been made kings. We've been made priests to our God, and we will reign on this earth with him. Do you hear that? We as believers reign with Christ already here on this earth, every day, whenever and wherever the gospel message of Jesus Christ is being proclaimed. Wherever and wherever sins are being forgiven in Jesus' name, wherever and whenever an unbeliever is being brought to faith in Jesus Christ, there we Christians are reigning with Jesus through his powerful word. Now, it must be said that this ruling with Christ on this earth can only be seen through eyes of faith. Because we use our physical eyes and our physical ears, what do we see and hear in this world? Simple acts. We see and hear murder, immorality, idolatry, adultery, pornography, greed, rape, robbery, oppression, violence, terrorism, lies, gossip, slander. It appears that Satan is in control of mankind. Satan is in control of our future. It appears as if he rules over our history. No one's able to stop death from taking its next victim. And many of those sins we just listed, ashamedly, we must admit, we've committed them too. But with eyes of faith, we see that Jesus is the one who is ruling us, the children of God. The Lord Jesus, with his redeemed, blood-bought sacrifice upon the cross, has paid for the guilt and punishment of every single one of our sins. Again, Luther caught that beautifully in his meaning to the second article, our ruling with him, when he said, "He did this that I should be his very own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and joy, just as he is risen from death, lives and reigns in eternity." Our text says we're also priests with the Lord. In the Old Testament times, the Israelites could not come into the Holy of Holies, not even the holy place. They couldn't come before the Lord with their own sacrifices. That had to be done through intermediaries, the priests. But when Jesus died on the cross, that thick 4-inch thick curtain was torn from top to bottom, signifying now it was open. Free access to the Heavenly Father through the one mediator, Jesus Christ. Forgiveness in Jesus' name can be proclaimed not just by me as a pastor, but by you as individual Christians. The proclamation of Jesus being born at Christmas time and his death and his resurrection can be sung not only by me, but also by you as priests in Christ Jesus. Suddenly, John looks up and he sees heaven filled with 10,000 times 10,000 angels. And all the angels are singing a song of praise, another song of praise to the Lamb, praise for his exaltation. We read, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and the Lamb forever and ever." After Jesus' resurrection, he proclaimed to his disciples, "All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth." In his ascension, Jesus took possession of all things after he had successfully completed his mission of redeeming mankind here on this earth. So we are here this evening to prepare our hearts for the birth of our Savior. We're here also to prepare our hearts for the Savior to come into our hearts through faith, and to look again for our Savior's coming on Judgment Day. May our praise and honor and our glory be to our born, our crucified, our resurrected Savior, and join in singing a new song to the victorious Lion, the victorious Lamb of God, to the Lord that we see born in the cradle, we also see crucified on the cross and laid dead in the tomb. But thankfully, we see that Lamb who was crucified, resurrected and alive again, living forevermore. Christ's birth, his crucifixion, his resurrection, no fantasy. It's no make-believe story. It's not fake news. It's not a fairy tale. No mere dream. It's an historic reality. The promise of our resurrection rests on the surety of Christ's resurrection. We will rise from our graves as sure as Jesus rose from his grave. That is why one commentator wrote, "Now our graves have two doors to them, one marked entrance and the other exit." As we prepare for Christmas, we are always Easter victors. For, as we said 2 weeks ago, the cross, or the cradle, without the cross and the empty tomb, is useless and empty. Thank God that we have this new song to sing, a new song to sing of praise to our Savior who was born in Bethlehem, a new song to sing to this Lamb who was slain to pay for our sins, give us forgiveness, life, and salvation, a new song to sing to this Lamb who is resurrected and now rules in all eternity, a new song to sing to the Lion and Lamb who makes us kings and priests to rule with him here on this earth and to rule with him forever in eternity, a new song to sing that will never grow old, that will never die out, that will never cease being sung. For even as we sing Christ's praises tonight, we will sing them throughout endless ages with all the saints, all the believers in Christ, around the throne of the Lamb, who was born, who was crucified, and risen again. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.